the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Yes, this is the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m., your own time zone. We are grateful for our team tonight. We're going to release this thing straight over to Minister Terry with What's the Word. Then we'll come with Money Minute with Minister Rashad. And then, God willing, I will come at the end with any questions for Ask the Pastor. Good evening, woman of God. How are you?
Good evening, mighty man of God. Doing well, blessed and favored, highly favored.
Amen, amen. throughout the sickness and throughout the bacteria and the disease, I am blessed and highly favored myself. I will not quit. But I'm surprised because this morning I couldn't even really talk, but they gave me some stuff for my throat and is doing a better job. But I'm gonna finally listen. I don't normally listen, Minister Terry.
Yes,
doctor say
yes.
Don't talk for a day, don't talk for 2 days. I'm right back at it. I'm gonna honor that because we have a great, awesome movement this weekend for the Crossover Revival. So God bless you. What's the word with Minister Terry?
Amen, amen. Family, let us begin in prayer. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day. Thank you, Father God, Heavenly Father, for another opportunity to speak a word to your people, Father God, from your word, Heavenly Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every sickness, for everyone suffering, for the mighty man of God, Pastor Reed, for my sheep. And like Pastor Reed said, Father God, we spent 4 hours in urgent care today, Father God, and I pray for all those that were there waiting to see the doctor, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that they be healed and cured. Father God, I pray that no sickness shall lie in their bodies, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Father, and all my prayers are in Jesus' name. Amen. Good evening, family. I'm your host, Minister Terry, with the Now News 6, 8, and 9. I have gathered some news for you this week. And as I was gathering the news, looking for some good news, but we all know good news is in Jesus Christ all the time. Amen. But when I was looking at some news, and I'm not going into all the news I've seen this week, a lot of it occurred on Christmas Day, but it just took me to 2 Chronicles 7:14, and we all know the scriptures, and it tells us, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and I tell you, he says, seek his, and he says also, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive them their sins. Heal their land. And that's the only thing I think about when I looked at the news this week, to see all the things that went on the day we celebrate Christ's birth. Amen. So much going on, family. So we have to just pray. Pray without ceasing. Continue to pray. We pray for those sick and ill. We pray for those shut in and able. Pray for those that sick and ill in the mind. Amen, family. First news of tonight, family. This is another airline. Like I said last week, I've been speaking on a lot of the airlines. This airline, this plane left from LAX, and it was headed to Tokyo, Japan. This is a 11-hour flight. About 8 hours into the flight, they discovered one of the passengers had boarded the plane, so they had to do a turnaround. They didn't stop and drop that passenger back to L.A. They turned around following the security procedures. Wasn't a security issue going on the plane, so they turned around, and they took 150 soul passengers back to LAX. What an inconvenience. And on that plane was the entertainer, John Legend, and his wife. Amongst the 150 that were inconvenient. But the story of this family, I'm just wondering, how did they board the wrong plane? How did they pass through when tickets were not checked? So, family, this is something that we have to make sure. We use our wisdom to make sure when we're boarding different airports, because airports can get us all discombobulated, and if we're not familiar with them, we may get on the wrong plane. We may board the wrong plane, and they may allow us to board the wrong plane. Amen, family? Also, family, this next news I want to share, it's a lot of news for California, our state, my state right here. California, in January, there are going to be a lot of new laws and bills passed. First one is going to be Senate Bill 1, This is the California law that starts January 1st, 2018. This one will increase vehicle registration, $25 up to $125 extra, based on the value of the vehicle. Now this was a package that was passed with Senate Bill 1 to improve the roads and transportation. This bill went in effect with the gas increase that was done in November. The gas went up 12 cents per gallon. So family, don't be surprised. We have to prepare ourselves because this is a bill that will be in effect January 2018. The next bill is Senate Bill 65. This bill went into effect September the 11th. No alcohol and marijuana consumption while driving or riding in an operated or occupied in a moving vehicle. This bill went into effect November 2016. They passed it because of Prop 64. That's since when they were legalizing marijuana. But authorities expect that legalization of the recreational use of pot, it will increase DUI, driving under the influence. And the fines for these offenses can go up to $70. So, family, not only is the driver, but passengers. So be aware of that, family. Amen. Also, Senate Bill 94, it is illegal to possess an open container of cannabis or products containing cannabis, which is weed, marijuana, in an operated motor vehicle. These are bills that's going into effect in California, but listeners, I know there's many states all over the United States. Check your state and check and make sure there's no bills to be passed. Family, we have Assembly Bill 390. This bill deals with traffic light crossing. And I believe they have made the new bill because I've crossed at a new traffic light. It's 30 seconds. It's 30 seconds when they have the hand up and the walk fan, they can go across. But there's a countdown time. And these people have to be crossing on that. So that's a new one to be aware of because pedestrians always have the right of way. Amen, family? Next bill is Senate Bill 20. This one involves buses. This requires buses to have seat belts. Seat belts for safety. Amen? But this requirement, this law that's passing, it's passing for tour buses. We know a lot of people take tour buses when they're going on vacations, they're traveling for different events. They're on the tour bus, they're on the highway, and there's been accidents we've seen. So this is a requirement that's going to start January 1st, 2018. But this bill that's passing, Senate Bill 20, it excludes school buses, the patient bus, or your children, or my grandnieces and nephews, anyone's children are on a school bus and public transportation, they're just flying all over. So this is an exclusion, and I don't know why for tour buses and school buses is excluded and transportation. So be aware of this bill also, family. That's Senate Bill 20. Next bill, family, this is a parking bill. This is Assembly Bill 1625. This bill tells us the amount of time that a vehicle can be parked in an meter. The meter is not working, and they call it inoperable meter. If it's not working and the vehicle is parked up to 4 hours, as long as there is no sign there, they can park there. But Assembly Bill 503, the law has said individuals can have their parking citation reduced
if they stay over 4 hours and receive a ticket and they can pay it over time, they're making it convenient. So if you do get a ticket, it can be reduced. Low income can have a bill reduced. And you can have take your time and pay it over time, make arrangements. Amen, family? Also, family, I want everyone to be aware that 2018, there's still open enrollment for Obamacare. Premiums could rise. They could rise. And I'm telling you, they could rise as much as 34%. And I thank God we have, with the Now Network, we have Evangelist Serena Washington. If you need any information regarding open enrollment, health care plans, information to Pastor E and the Now Network, and we can connect you with Evangelist Serena. Amen. Family, Christmas is over. The day of Christmas, the 26th, has been a lot of busy days out there too. But holiday shoppers, they have spent $598 billion, not million, billion dollars. This was record-breaking sales. That has increased 5% for our all spending. Amen, family? Also in the news, family, the Pentagon. The Pentagon, they are ready to accept transgender recruits as of January 1st. This is the United States military policy. President Trump is running out of time to revise the ban because we know there was a ban against that. But the Pentagon, they're going to go ahead if it's not passed. There's a lot of things before the end of the year if bills and things don't pass. They become dead bills and they have family. In the news, we have FDA, Federal Drug Administration Commission. There's been food recalls. They've investigated the FDA for food recalls because they're taking too long to recall products that have been recalled. One product was left on the shelf 303 days. Some of these products that's left on the shelf, they have harmful bacteria such as salmonella, bacteria, and E. coli. All of these are bacteria. If you consume them, and salmonella and listeria and E. coli can be passed through food. And if they can be passed through contaminated food or contaminated water. And if you consume the consumption, they can be deadly. And I know personally with Foster Farm chicken in 2013, Sis and I suffered acutely from salmonella from chicken. They kept that chicken in their stores for about 2 or 3 months before they pulled it out. Had the lot numbers of the ones they had televised on the news of the recall. People were buying it and eating it. Some people's digestive systems are different from others. But the more you consume of the product, the sicker you get, and sometimes it could be fatality. Amen. So, family, as I get food recalls, I'm going to make sure I share them. I share them on the Now News, or I share them on the What's the Word, the Now News page, so everyone will be aware. Amen, family? Family, this is the season for giving. Well, this every day is the season for giving. If you're a giver. And we all know God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. But what I've seen in the news that really touched my heart, it was Kanye West. Everybody knows Kanye West. He gave his wife, Kim Kardashian West, he gave her gift cards. He gave her gift cards to Netflix, Amazon, and I think it was a Disney Mickey toy. But in the gift cards, the box of gift cards, he did it nicely. And then the other box, he had stocks for each and every one of them. stocks and shares with good, shares with good value. I tell you, that's nice because we know Minister Rashad has taught us things about building our portfolio. So that's a gift to build your portfolio. Amen. All have the gift that keeps on giving with this deep. Hallelujah. Family, some of us are, most of us, come on to, I'm pointing the finger at myself, consumers. We're consumers versus savers. But we have to get our mindset to be savers. And savers, once we become savers, we can be investors. I tell you, God will provide. New Year's resolutions, family. We're getting towards the end of the year. And I tell you, New Year's resolution, new. Something never been done before. All right, Pastor E, that's you. And we all know, new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, if anybody is in Christ, Jesus Christ, he is a new creation.
Hey, since you threw me under the bus, I have to come on here. Can we just take that one word out of resolutions? We're crossing over into something never said before. We are not doing resolutions, but if we could just keep that pumped up right there, we're crossing over into something new. And you know, but I have to be honest with you. I was a resolutioner. The resolutions that we made by January, that resolution was far off. And it wasn't commitment. It wasn't no focus, and it wasn't anything new about it. It was just something we did normally. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to stop eating chocolate. I'm going to go to church more. I'm going to do that. And then we end up doing the same things over. So I really want us to hone in on that, about the newness of something. Never, ever. See, you got me out of my little fever. It made me rise up. But, you know, you said something. I got to share this because I got my registration today. And normally I get my registration before the end of the year, and it's called early registration that you can pay cheaper if you do it now instead of waiting until my tags go out in March. Well, it's already up $40 more, $46 more and early. And then if you go over into March, oh, my God, it's astronomical. I'm so glad I don't have a Mercedes, because I know those folks are going to be really looking at their registration.
It says by the value of the car. And see, you ahead of me, family, because I was saying, you know, new. I said, well, we have our now network day. I was saying, you know, New Year's Day, they do the New Year's Eve float. But we have our own flow, the almighty lineup for the crossover.
Yes, it's going to be dynamic.
I tell you, it's going to be a good time, and I tell you, we're going to be just full of joy and prosper, because I tell you, doing the work, but it's like it's going to take a sacrifice. I tell you, he wants us to do something. You know what, I just been saying that because, like you said, people say a lot of resolutions, one thing, and it never. And I know me personally, mine used to be, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. You go to the gym for a few months, bam, there it goes. Yeah, so crossing over. Amen.
Amen. You did a great job. I can't wait to hear the word coming forward with you. You have accepted the challenge to be a part of the lineup. So I'm really excited for you. Are we ready to bounce over to the Money Minute with Minister Rashad? Good evening, man of God. How are you, family?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor E, Minister Terry. I am blessed and highly favored. Good evening,
Amen.
Now Network. I am here and ready to do what God has called me to do. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to get right into it, Pastor, correct?
Yeah, yes, sir. This is your time.
Oh, all right. Praise the Lord. Pastor, I'm praying for you. I know that you are recovered and you are well and blessed and highly favored. So the devil is a liar, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. So I'll leave it right there and move on. But good evening once again, Now Network family and friends. Your first time tuning in, thank you so much for being here this evening. If you've been here before, then welcome back, family. You are just part of this dynamic network that's doing some amazing, incredible, mind-blowing thing. This is the season. This is the time that God has aligned, anointed, and appointed these directives and these people that are coming into a mist. It's no accident that you are here tonight. It's no accident you have heard the pastor speak over and over. It's no accident you've heard Minister Terry and the other wonderful people of the Now Network that are leading, guiding, and you know, there's thousands. There are thousands of voices out there today that you're listening to and you can tap into from all the different radio stations, all the different channels, and all the different cable shows, and et cetera, et cetera. I think there's more people talking now than there's ever been in the history of this country where you have ears because of the satellites and the sound waves. But this station, this place right here, there is no one else producing what is being produced here and is leading people where they are being led here at the Now Network. And so I just thank God for the sound, the voice, and the power that he's put behind this message. I thank God for Pastor E and what he followed through and obeyed. See, he had a choice. Not to do it or to do it, to get up every day or not to get up every day, to put this in motion and do it for a week and stop, or to continually do as he's been doing even today. You know, it don't matter what's going on with him. He could be laid up in the hospital with IVs in his arm. Pastor going to hit that button. Amen. He going to hit that button, and if he got a whisper, he going to get a word out. If he got to write it on a note, he going to write it and have somebody translate it for him. But he going to get the word out because that's how important it is to him, and I understand the mission that he's on from God. See, when God gives you a mission, whoo, there's nothing and nobody that can stop it. And so that's where that power comes in, that Holy Ghost power that just exudes. And see, right now, that's why I'm telling you that this message, this season right now, what's happening here at the Now Network is so important. It is so critical. It is almost more important than the air that we are breathing, because it is now this time that all of these great minds have come together. They've been filtered. They've been picked out, sorted, and selected to give the organic truth on what needs to happen in this season for us. I know we've been scratching around, and we've been trying to figure it out, and we've been trying to get there. We've been trying to start over and start over. But now is the time for the true exodus. This is the time for the exodus of transferring over, as Pastor has said. It's time to cross it over now. Now you're going into that place, that time, and it's more than just this starting of the new year. I thank God for the new year. It's like God gives us a reset button. He gives us 365 days, and then God gives us that reset button. That reset button is so beautiful because it gives us the chance now to close out and close in and do a new crossover. Amen? And that's what we're all looking for. That's what we're all anticipating. That's what we're all looking forward to. You know, there's something beautiful about being able to look forward. Amen? It's something about being able to see something beyond where you're at, see something beyond than what's here right now, seeing something and knowing that something is beyond the fence, beyond the horizon. See, that's where you're at right now with this close out and closing in on the new crossover. Amen? And I'm so glad that he entitled it as such because, you know, this is the exodus time. This is the time when God is telling us that I am giving you the way out. I'm giving you the exit. I'm giving you, and it's beautiful because it's coming from God, okay? It's coming straight from God. I'm giving it to you. You don't have to go out there and reinvent the wheel. You don't have to figure out which map to take. I am the way. This is the way. I am the door. And thank God he is opening the door so we can now cross over with wealth intelligence. We can cross over with power. See, I need you to make sure that you're coming over in 2018 with power. See, power will bust up fear. Power will bust up procrastination. Power is going to bust up the perplexities of wondering what I should do, shouldn't do. See, power is going to give you the confidence to go forward. Power is going to give you the endurance to go do what you got to do. Power is going to give you the assurance and reassurance that you need to know that God is in charge of this thing. And nothing catches God by surprise, amen? God is the one that's going to give us the prosperous mindset. See, you got to go into 2018 with that prosperous mindset. It starts now. See, we're about to do a new thing, as Minister Terry was alluding to. You're about to do a new thing, as it says in Jeremiah. So get ready for the new thing. See, the new thing is something you've never seen before. You might not have even comprehended it before, and that's why it's new. But we're about to hit this reset button, and we're reset. We're not going back to the old way. We're not going back to the old skin. We're not going back to the old manner in which the way that we did things and expecting things to change for us. You know, there's nothing worse. There's nothing more cynical than doing the same thing over and over in all different facets and areas of our life and then expecting. I mean, you're foolish enough to sit there and expect that something different is going to come out of that. Amen? I mean, you know, that's got to be one of the most asinine things, that you sit there sometimes doing the same thing over and over but expecting different results. You know, and the medical profession has labeled that as insanity. Amen? And I know that God didn't make none of us insane. Amen? God has given us the ability, the power, and the foreplan to make the next great step even mightier than the last one. Amen. I hope that you're ready. I hope you got your rocket launchers on. I hope that you got your family ready. And, folks, there may be some people that ain't ready to blast off with you. And God bless them. You're going to have to leave them and go get there first and then come back and get them. Don't you let these people slow you down in 2018. Don't feel sorry for them. They're not coming right now. I got to wait for them. And I've been waiting. No. See, you're going to do better in 2018, and I was saving this one, but I got to say it now. Holy Spirit, you're going to do better in 2018 when we get our butt out the way. Amen? When we get the butt out the way, then we'll do better in 2018. We'll get the butt out the way. We'll do better immediately today. And what do I mean by butt? I'm meaning B-U-T, not B-U-T-T. Don't get it twisted. But I mean, when you get your butt out the way, I'm going to do this. I was getting ready to do this, but. I was getting ready to do this, but I'm waiting on the job, but I'm waiting for my husband, but I'm waiting for my wife, but I'm waiting for the dating. I'm waiting for them to set the date for the anniversary. I'm waiting for the birthday party. I'm waiting for my kids to graduate, but I'm waiting for this, but I'm that. See, when you put all these buts in the way, it's showing us get crowded on the bench. Amen? So you got to learn to push past that and start using different vocabulary, different vernaculums in your language, in the words that you're using. Amen? Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And see, the more excuses we make, the less money we make. Amen? The more excuses you make, the less prosperity you have. The more excuses you make, the less faith you have. See, faith is a demonstration. It's a demonstration. If you put your hand out there, you take a step, you take another step. See, that's faith. You may not know where all the steps are leading to, but you know who's leading the steps. Amen? You know who's leading the steps. So why worry? Why be concerned? You know, why be confused? There's no need to be confused when you know whose hand is guiding the whole thing. It ain't your neighbor around the corner. It's not your boss up the block. It's not the person that's signing your paycheck. It's not your the person you bowl with on Tuesdays or Thursday night. When you know that Christ has got your hand and has got a plan for your hand, then there's no need to worry. There's no need to second guess it. You just need to get on and take the steps and keep going. You may not be able to see the whole thing, but that's how God does it. It's not designed to give you the whole vision right now. It's designed to give you the faith to keep going. Amen. And in 2018, you just got to blast past and get going. Amen. And so as we are starting to close out this year, praise God that we are here. Amen. Praise God that we're here. We're starting to realize or come to realize. You need to start to come to realize. Start to come to realize that enough is enough. I got to change some things. You know, the things I've been working on and using and trying to use are not working. I need to change, as Minister Terry heard us say earlier, my mindset. See, I got to be ye transformed. I got to be ye transformed. I have to be ye transformed. And I just can't be transformed because I know I learned a new cooking recipe on how to smoke barbecue ribs or how to bake and shake and bake pork chops. You know, that's not transformational enough. That's minimal. But I got to be transforming my mind where now I'm elevating. I'm taking myself up to explore and to go to higher paths and to higher thought consciousness where I can work in a different realm. See, I might have been working in that kindergarten realm or that junior high school realm or maybe that college. Now I got to go to another realm. I got to go to the summit. I got to go where God's voice really resonates with the power and the authority that's giving me the ideas and giving me the antithesis on what I need to do to break out of this shell. See, I need to be the first in my family to break out and break through. See, I need to be the first. I need to be the first to come out because I feel the power that God has put on me. And I know that same power he's put on me, he's put on you. That's why you're listening. See, you're going to be the first in your family to break through the barriers, to break through the debt, to break through the lack of financial resources and come into a new way, come into a new day, come into a new beginning, starting a new chapter in your family lineage's life. You're about to start that new chapter. You're about to be the one that they say, you know, our family was going at this level, and then it all turned around when so-and-so got together with those people up there. It all turned around when Sister So-and-so started doing more of that other thing over there with those people in that group over there, and all of a sudden her mindset shifted, her time shifted, her conversation shifted, her position and disposition shifted, and I just noticed that, you know, month by month, quarter by quarter, year by year, things began to continually build, prospering and enriching and creating more wealth and more dynamics for her. And it just seemed like a smooth transition. I can't really put my finger on how she's doing it, but I see it happening right before my very eyes. People are going to see things happening to you right before their very eyes, and they're not going to be able to really wrap their whole mind around how is it happening. See, because they're not looking at the source. They're not looking at the power. They're not looking at the strength like anybody else. They're just looking at the outside cover. They're looking at the outside wrapper, and the outside wrapper is changing. It's like this gift is coming out of this box that's been laying dormant for the last 10, 20, 30 years. They're going to say, is that the same brother that I remember 30 years back in the day in the neighborhood? Is that the same sister that I remember back in the day that had those three kids and was by herself? And is that same sister, that same brother that got fired off that job and now he's doing X, Y, Z? I mean, how did they rise up? How did they come up out of that? How did they now become the focal point? How are they able now to give? I see them stand up in church and give a large donation to help out with a building movement, to help out with a mission, and to help out with the children in the area. Donated a large set of computers, etc. I mean, where did they get the prosperity from? See, they even forget to even look at the God who created you, who made it all possible, amen? But we're coming into the season right now. We're coming into a place right now where we are going to rise because we are remembering that there is power in our unity. See, we come together when we want to pray for someone who's sick and not feeling well, and it says go get the elders, et cetera, et cetera. But we need to take that next step that God has given us the ability to, and he said it's okay to do so, to come together, to plan, to formulate, and to go get what God has already set up for us to have and then to enjoy and to bless others with. Amen? Amen. It's okay to have, enjoy, accumulate, and bless others with what you have. Amen. And blessing people is not always with money. Amen. Sometimes you're going to come into the talent. You're going to come into the knowledge. You're going to come into the information that can change situations that's going to be able to help people grow and blossom as well. Because we don't want to just get the fish and give them a fish. Amen. That would be wrong. We wouldn't even be following the scriptures on that. We want to teach them not only to give them the fish, but how to get a fish. Amen. We somebody forgot to teach us how to get the fish, and we've been scratching our heads for the last and putting our hands on our hip and looking around and watching everybody on YouTube and CNBC and the Wall Street Journal and Fortune Magazine and watching everybody else get the fish and passing it on to their children and their children's children. I'm sitting there, did my daddy show me how to fish? I was waiting for my dad to show me how to fish, and Papa didn't get around to it. He showed me how to get a job, but he didn't teach me the art of fishing. See, there's a difference. There's a difference. He might have gave you a great example on how to, you know, be responsible and get a good, safe, supposedly secure job, et cetera, et cetera. Amen. God bless him. But maybe he wasn't anointed to give the teaching, to give the lesson, to give the message, to share the way, to know the way, to have the way, to search for the way and say, son, yes, you have the job, but I want to teach you how to fish. And I want to teach you not just how to fish for yourself, but fish for your people. See, the first thing Jesus did, he went and grabbed himself some fishermen and told them what? Put down their nets. I don't need you to fish for fish no more. I'm going to teach you how to fish for men, some real men. how to go up to the real men of society, pastors like Pastor Ease of the world, people like Minister Terry of the world, people like Minister Rashid of the world, to go get some real people that know how to fish and know how to multiply that fish once they get it. Amen? Because that's what it's all about. Yes, I know how to do the job, but now teach me how to fish. That's more valuable. That's more valuable. That means I'll never go hungry again. Once you give me this principle, once you give me this formula, it'll work here, it'll work in Cincinnati, it'll work in Chicago, it'll work in California, it'll work in Florida, Detroit. And this is why these cities, these towns, these communities are dying, like they've been vaporized of all their oxygen, because somebody along the way, they didn't get the teacher to show them how to fish. Amen? They didn't get the teachings on how to fish for themselves. And so now they're sitting there waning on the system and the government and the agencies to take care of them. And once you start getting into that mindset, it's hard to come out of that. You let somebody else take care of you. You might have been there before. When you moved into somebody's house, or you're staying with a relative or friend, or staying with your parents, or you moved in with a girl, or you moved in with a guy, and then they start taking care of you, and you start sometimes just pushing back. They're covering the rent. They got the light bill. They got the gas bill. They putting gas in your car. If you ain't got no car, you borrowing their car. Amen. You know, and they buying the food. And you start getting comfortable. And if they stop doing that for about 2 weeks, you start packing like you forgot what it was like to get up and go get for yourself. And so, you know, you gotta look at the birds outside. See, the birds don't wait for nobody. The birds, I'm sure, when you wake up in the morning, that's probably one of the first sounds you hear. You don't hear that sound as much as 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock. You hear that sound early in the morning. And if you didn't, listen for it tomorrow morning. You're going to hear them birds first thing in the morning. And the first thing in the morning, the birds are not going down to the county office to go get what they need to eat. Amen? The birds are going to go out there and do what they have to do to find themselves a worm or two. A worm for the children and a worm for themselves. And then they're going to repeat the process. Then they're going to teach their kids how to go get the worm. They ain't going to teach them how to knock on somebody's door and stand there and wait and see what they're going to do for them. No, you got to start doing for yourself, do for your family. Amen? So it's time to take that new rod. It's time to take that new challenge. It's time to move into that new chapter, because we got to be set free. Amen? We have to be set free. So we must rise up and remember that there is power in our unity, and that's what we're coming to. So I know Pastor might have wanted me to talk about the, you know, money matters and all those other things is great and is leading into where we are crossing over into the new crossover for 2018. And, yes, but we talked about before about having the action plans and the self-discipline. I heard Minister Terry mention that as well, and put together your blueprint, and we're working on our no-look account. And, you know, all those things are wonderful and good. But if you don't have the mind of God, if you don't have the faith in God, none of that's going to matter. Have the mind of God. Have the mind of God. And then have the faith in God. Ooh, you're going to need those two combinations right there. Ooh, you have to put the H plus the 2 and the O together to get yourself some water. H2O. Ooh, you got to have the mind of God. How do I get the mind of God? I got to be reading His Word. I have to stay in His Word. I don't care if you're talking about medicine. I don't care if you're talking about finance. I don't care if you're talking about construction. I don't care if you're talking about, you know, agricultural systems, farming systems. You're talking about raising families, taking care of families. You're talking about, you know, generational building. If you ain't got the mind of God, all of this for naught. You're building your house on the sand. Amen? And so that's where it all starts. Even with the finances, it starts with working and thinking about the mind of God. You know, sitting here now in this section now, going out, closing out 2017 and doing the inventory count. I talked about it yesterday on my show how when I was young and I worked at McDonald's, I hated to do the inventory because I had to go downstairs in the basement and count all the leftover things and think and start and give it to the manager so he can prepare for what needs to come in for the following month so the store can be successful and have another successful month. And so that's how it is with our life. I learned a valuable lesson. You got to look at what was used, what's left over. And some things, you know, they're the old version. You don't need to take them over into the new month, into the new year. You need to leave some of those old things behind. Bury them. Let them die. Let them go on. Let them pass. Throw it out to the sea. Burn it in the fire. Put it in the trash can. Tie the lid down. You know, sometimes people put things in the trash can and they go back and get it. Amen? I don't know. I ain't talking about you, but you know them people that I'm talking about that sometimes go back to the trash can to get the things out that they threw away to go get back. They just feel such an emotional tie to it. So you got to get past that emotional stuff and start looking at, you know, what is God telling me to do? What is God moving me in the new direction? And I'm going to let God be God. I'm going to get out of my own way, and I'm going to get these buts out of the way. I was going to do it, but I was getting ready to save some money, but I was getting ready to get into that investment, but. And so we got to get the buts out of the way to be successful going in 2018. Amen? And so here's just a couple of scriptures I wanted to leave you before I close out my time here. Pastor allowed me here. I'm going to give you three quick ones right here because, like I said, you got to have the mind of God and you got to have the faith in God for anything to materialize, for anything to come into realization that you want. You know, it's going to start. And you got to understand and be okay. You got to be past okay. You got to be feeling great about it, that God said it's okay for you to have great things in life and to be able to accumulate wealth in mindset and your emotions and your intelligence and your faith and all the way around. And so in 3 John 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." Amen? So he's talking to you right there. Above all things, that thou may prosper. Whew, you can put a period right there on there and stop it for me right there. That thou may prosper. He's talking directly to me, talking directly to you, and be in health. There ain't no sense of having money and you ain't got no health. Amen? There's some people that have millions, even billions of dollars, but they couldn't buy no health. They ain't here no more. Amen? Even as thy soul prospers. Whew, man, amen. And next one moving on is Psalms 35:27. It says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in prosperity of his servants." Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure. God has pleasure. God has pleasure in prosperity of his servant. So the question is, who's his servant? Was it not you? Was it not I? God has pleasure. So God ain't mad if you got two phones. God ain't mad, Pastor, if you got three cars. God ain't mad if you got a $100,000 line of credit. God ain't mad if you have, you know, five houses and you're renting four of them and you're living in one of them. God is not mad that you're able to travel the world and share the word and give the word. God ain't mad that you can go out shopping the way you really like to shop and don't have to choose between do I get the bread for 99 cents or the bread for 89 cents and putting stuff back at the counter. God ain't mad, you know, that you have more than enough to pay for your groceries and three people behind you, too, at the same time. Amen? Ooh, God wants you to have this, amen? And so some people get stuck on that it's more spiritual blessing to be humble and be without. You know, that's showing God that I'm really thirsty for him, being broke and not having no money, and this all my faith is just relying on he's going to keep making it for me day by day. Yeah, God will give you your daily bread, but we got to read past that as well, amen? And so here's the third one here. It's Proverbs 3, verse 9 through 10. Honor thy Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Ooh, I'll say that again. Honor the Lord. How do you honor him? Honor him. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. How do you produce? Well, you got to be buying something, or you got to be growing something. You got to grow something to produce, amen? You got to plant a seed. And then it goes on to say, then he will fill your barns with grain, and your vats will overflow with good. Ooh, with good wine. Amen. So as you go into 2018, this is going to be the year. You know, I was starting at the end of 2017. Give larger than you've ever given before. You know, and I heard Minister Terry, I think I heard earlier today or yesterday, you know, giving a sacrifice. It's supposed to hurt. If you can just give the money and you don't feel nothing, you ain't really giving. You're not really giving until you can feel it. And you're like, ooh. Wow, man, I could have went ahead and paid that bill. I could have went ahead and did this over here. But I'm giving this to God because I'm trusting God. I'm trusting God that he is going to continue to be my circulator, my Jehovah Jireh. He's going to be the God of more than enough, more than enough. Amen. So honor thy Lord with your wealth, and the best part of everything you do. So what is your wealth? Your wealth is also your health. Amen. Your wealth is the other things you have sitting around that maybe you're not even using that have been accumulating. That's part of your wealth. And God says, honor me with that and with everything you produce. Now, maybe you produce it at a job. Maybe you own your own business, or maybe you're somewhere in between and you're getting disability or you're getting an unemployment check. That still belongs to God, the creator of it all. Amen? So don't forget the best part of everything. You don't give them the little side part. Give me the best, which means, like, if there's a new can of soda that's open, don't give me the last dribble of it. Give me the soda off the top first. Amen? Amen. So give off the top. So why is that important? Because it goes back here. It's telling you why. Then he will fill your barns with grain. That means stuff to eat. And your vats will overflow with good wine. Oh, you'll have plenty to drink. Amen. And so the last one I have here is Proverbs 21:20. The wise have wealth and luxury, but fools spend whatever they get. I'll say it again. Proverbs 21:20. The wise. Who's wise? Is it you? Is it me? Or we acting like the fools? The wise have wealth and luxury. Ooh. So being wise will help you get the wealth and luxury. That's why we got to study. That's why we got to get these little investment groups together. But the fools spend whatever they get. Amen. They ain't thinking about tomorrow. They ain't thinking about being that producer. They just spending everything they got. See, that's why you don't need that no-look account. You have to start thinking like an investor in 2018. Start thinking about it now. I am an investor. I'm an active investor. Don't just be an investor, because most of us invest it now. We got retirement accounts and other things going on, but we're not active. We're not active. Probably 1% or 2% of us are active. The other 95%, 97%, 98%, we're inactive investors. We're letting other people do it. But I want you to be able to own and control what you're investing in and what you're putting your money towards. Amen? That's what we need to be heading in 2018. Amen. And so it just goes back to, it reminds me of, you know, this new manner that we're going into, this new direction we're going into, this new force, this new energy, the new Holy Ghost Spirit that's empowering us to do this. Amen. It's like when God told Moses to send 12 spies over into the new land. And, you know, as we know, the story goes, you know, the spies came back after being out there for 40 days, and they brought back some fruit, some grapes, and gave to them. Said, yeah, the land is great. It's flowing with the milk and honey, and yeah, the city is exactly like you said it would be, and it is a great place that can produce wealth and this, that, and the other. And they put the button away. See, they put the button away. God, they put the button away again. They said, but, amen. Somebody go back and read that for me. But, it's in the book of Numbers. Somebody go back and read. But. Go back and read book of Numbers 13. But, whoo, that butt pastor, they got to get that butt out the way. But the people are bigger and stronger than us. They have walls up on the city. We'll never be able to take them. We'll never be able to get wealth. We'll never be rich. We'll never be able to get into a prosperous land. See, that's all a mindset. That's all a mindset. Here's what their eyes see them. Their eyes lied to them. They looked at their own weakness, their own ability, that didn't count on God's backing and blessing in the package, in the mission, in the power and the force that he's going to put inside them to allow them to overtake the enemy. But only two that we know came back and had a different story. Pastor E and Sister Terry Hurley. No, I'm just kidding. Caleb and Joshua, amen? Caleb and Joshua came back with a different story. They said, no. You know, you see them as giants and we look like we're the grasshoppers. And no, we can take them and we should go do it. And I read this word so prophetically today, Pastor jumped out of it. He said, we should do it now. N-O-W, now. Sound familiar? He said, we should go do it now. Go do it now. Somebody go back and read that. He said, we should go do it now. Go take the land now. Why? Because they knew that God was behind them. They knew that God had ordained it for them. They knew that God already preconceived it for them, and they wasn't worried about the size of the people. They wasn't worried about the size of the wall. They wasn't worried about the size of the people and all the people that were there and what they had and what they, you know, the illusion of what power they perceptionally seemed like they had on the table. They knew that they had the same man that just released them from Egypt. They knew that they had the same man that just brought them through the wilderness. They knew that they had that same man on their side that parted the Red Sea. They knew they had that same man that gave them a cloud to follow at night and the sun to follow in the day. They knew they had that same force, that same energy that fed them from a rock, that fed them with manna. They knew they had that same man on their side. There was no butt in their conversation. They said, let's go take it N-O-W. Now, Get it on the Now Network. So you put it on the Now Network. See, that's why Pastor's coming so hard and so strong to you, because it's coming now. It ain't waiting for another 6 months, 12 months, or 2 years down the road. It's about now time. So my brothers and sisters, as you close out 2017, it's now time. It's the Exodus time. It's the time to go take that land, and it's waiting there for us. And so all we have to continually do is continue to unify our strength, our energies, come together with our great minds that we have, and we will be able to take that which we rightfully have worked for and invested in and prosper from the fruit of our labor as God wants it to be, and teach others how to fish as well. And a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. That's what we're trying to do here. Now, we ain't trying. Forgive me for saying that. We are doing. Amen. With the power of God, we are doing. So, family, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. God bless you. Pastor, Sister Terry, thank you so much. Minister Terry and Sister Rosalind Rashid, thank you so much. And family throughout the country and around the world that's tuned in tonight, God bless you all. And I'll turn it back over to Pastor to say goodnight or take any last-minute comments. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just first of all, you were led by the Holy Spirit. I think I told everybody this when we first connect, is that I'm just the, you know, kind of the go-through, but we really are led by the Holy Spirit, and it's no better way to receive what God has for now word. So God bless you. You did excellent. I had one question for Ask the Pastor, and I wanted to share this. As everybody knows, I'm trying to save my voice, but the question came out on my messenger is that, why am I so particular about changing from years to season? Well, when we understand that walking on earth is a left to right timeline from 1 to 2, 3, 2001 to 2002, it is a horizontal movement from left to right. That is the world's way. Now, the Bible says, be not conformed to the world. Now, if I really want to cross over into something new, never ever done before, I have to understand that, first of all, when I'm a Christian, I am no longer horizontally, but I'm now vertically connected with God. Now, vertically has nothing to do with the time of the day, the month of the year, or the year of that time. But what it has to do with is the now season of God. See, vertically is when Jesus said, this is how you pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, when we reach vertical planes with God, we're no longer getting caught up by the horizontal life, which is this world, but we're now, watch this, leaping into another dimension. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness in heavenly places. You have to know that if heaven is up, there's some other things that distract us in the atmosphere that we have to break through. And if I'm going to be a true walker of Christ, walking by the light, then I know I can't walk by the world's way. So my terminology, my wording must change, because the words I speak, Minister Rashad said, they carry life or death. There is life and death in the power of the tongue. So I change my words because I want to change my dimension. I want to change my position. And I want to know that I am able to, watch this, accomplish greater things in the higher dimension, because it's not my will, but it's the will of God. And I can even see myself successful in the heavenlies, that now we can transfer it. Kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Horizontal. Left to right, you will die on the horizontal plane. But if you believe in him, he says you will not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Where's everlasting life? In the vertical. Where's everlasting life? In the heavens. So why am I waiting to find out what heaven is for when heaven comes, when I can experience heaven right now when I change positions? That's my answer for Ask the Pastor. Well, I was about to go. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord, for holding me accountable. We want to make sure that we are very, very prepared for the crossover revival. We have a great lineup, family. We need you to invite somebody. Let those people that don't go out, that aren't going to church, aren't going to watch night, aren't doing anything, don't even go to church anymore. We need to get them this information. There's 24-hour praise, prayer, and word. It's going to be a complete flow of the Holy Spirit, how he leads us. And I've shared with everyone to be Holy Spirit led, but to be focused on something new. What is it? And I got another question. What do you mean new word, new life, new principles, new business partners, new dreams, new visions, things I've never, ever seen before? I have to now plan myself. And when you now watch this in closing, when you now go vertically, you're not worried about the whole 12 months of the season. You learn how to manage what you can handle. Oh, I started out in this crossover new beginning with I can only handle 1 month, 30 days. I could accomplish everything I said God I would do. And at the end of those 30 days, if I was slacking or if I didn't perform the way, I asked for forgiveness and moved to my next season. So in the beginning for me, it didn't just jump off to being able to endure the whole seasons that are within a season, but to now commit to what I can handle. What can I put on myself? Because I know the Lord won't put on me more than I can bear, but what can I commit in this crossover to saying, I know I can do a month. I know I can do two at a time. Some of us have grown. This is our actual third experience, our third voyage together. Some of us are at 3 and 4 months intervals where I can handle 4 months. I got three seasons in one. But I know I can handle, and I know I can go before the Lord. Now, we're not perfect, and you never will be until he comes. But, I can show try. So now I know that I'm not going to the Lord with all these things. Lord, at the end of the year, we get ready to make those resolutions, and we're crying out, Lord, I didn't do this. I didn't do that. No, we've already settled the stuff from the first quarter, the second quarter, and some of you may have had 12 quarters. But when we go before the Lord to cross over now, we don't have as much to handle because we know we put it on ourselves. And we repent and say, Lord, you know what? I'm learning to listen. I'm learning to wait on you. And keep praying, keep pushing, keep blessing, keep healing, keep ministering. But I'm learning to wait on you. So your time, is done here on earth as it is in heaven. God bless you, family. Join us tomorrow night for Women Speak Now. We have a guest minister tomorrow night, Evangelist Willette M. Hurst out of Atlanta. She's really from California. We know each other personally and have done some ministry things together before. She's going to be ministering tomorrow night, and her subject is broken crayons still work. I can't wait to hear that word tomorrow night. God bless you, family. You are loved. You are honored. You are appreciated. But most of all, you are beautifully made by God. And yes, so a seed into the
family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.